from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cardinals in town. It feels big, you know. We're watching the game the other night. The neighbors were over, and it was Friday night, and everybody was going crazy, you know, and everybody was talking about it, even on the block. And the crowd went wild. It was just one of those wins where you feel like maybe something special is happening here. That's the way I felt watching that game. It reminded me of when the young McCutchen, Walker, Alvarez, A.J. Burnett, Russell Martin Pirates started to make themselves a legit contender, started to capture the town's heart. You know what I mean? That's what I saw Friday, and now we find out a little more with the Cardinals in town, and they're only a couple games ahead of the Pirates, I think, in the loss column. But it's going to be unbelievably annoying if the Cardinals start to separate themselves from the Pirates. Like, this is a gigantic series. This is what you want. But the Cardinals are a little bit ahead, and they've built their team in some interesting ways. It feels to me like a lot of high-profile moves mixed with draft picks. Alec Burleson, 18 home runs, 60 RBIs, second-round pick, who's making it pretty good. Goldschmidt, Arenado, huge trades. They're still waiting for those bats to come around this year. Contreras is a really good player, $90 million free agent. Couple years ago, had a rough start in St. Louis, but looks pretty good now. Nolan Gorman, first round pick, 18 home runs. Newt Barr was another draft pick. He's a pretty good hitter. And then they got a rising star of a shortstop, Mason Wynn, picked in high school. So you can pick a high school shortstop who turns out, right? There is such a thing. The Pirates have more of those guys than anybody in the history of baseball. But this kid looks to be a rising star, picked in high school second round in 2020. Helsley, their closer, was a fifth round pick. I mentioned Sonny Gray, 3 years, $75 million. The Pirates should have made that move. They should have put down 80 and gotten him. Cardinals got what they paid for. So did the Pirates. They bought low on Gonzalez and Perez. Gonzalez was hurt. He's been hurt. Big surprise. Perez wasn't good. He hasn't been good. Big surprise. But at least they saved $10 million on those two compared to Gray. And Kyle Gibson is another guy the Cardinals spent $12 million on, and they bought high. 15-game winner last year. He's having a pretty good year for them. So, but again, they're only separated here by a couple games. So I'm not saying that, you know, everything the Cardinals have done is right and the Pirates have done is wrong, but it sure is annoying that the Cardinals have moved back ahead of the Pirates after that streak was broken last year. And if they continue to move ahead, I would imagine as a Pirate fan, that would be infuriating for you. This feels like a giant series. It feels like a big start for Mitch Keller. A big start. Two of his past three starts have been highly suspect. He's been given an extra day or two to prepare here. Even though there was the All-Star break, he was still pushed back a little bit, Schelte explained, because he's pitched so many innings. But in his start three starts ago, the Cardinals rocked him. And then his last start against the White Sox, he was pulled after only 57 pitches. You know, so these are all little things that make you wonder what's happening with Keller. We're not going to see some of these blow-up starts we saw late last season, are we? Some of those outings that just went south right away, like eight earned runs, things like that. I thought that this guy was capable of, and still do, of raising his game up a level. And it starts tonight. They need him to be a stopper tonight, to go out and dominate. That's the Keller they need. And I'm very curious as to which Keller they get. Got to have that guy tonight. 412-928-9370. I think the Pirates have seized training camp week from the Steelers coming off this weekend. It feels to me like the town was going nuts. It feels to me like there's a monumental opportunity here that they're going to blow if Ben Cherington doesn't act, by the way. But they're also going to blow if they don't do well against the Cardinals, then Diamondbacks, Padre, all these teams they're competing against. Having said that, Limits, there's nothing like pressure baseball to watch on television. There's nothing like high-intensity baseball, every pitch. Like, I watch the Pirates, of course I do. It's my job, plus I enjoy watching them. But for so many summers, they're background music. This past 3 days, their appointment viewing. We plan our nights around watching the Pirates and then are glued to every single pitch, and there's just nothing like it. And I want that in September.
Oh, it's the first time in 6 years that they are relevant this late in the season since 2018, the last time they finished over 500, a season that really everybody kind of forgets about because the years were just, they were just putrid. 2021, whatever it might be. And I mean, I won't cancel plans to watch the game every night, but I get very close to it a lot
of
the time.
Yes, you will, City Limits. In fact, you make plans very often. You go to the games.
I canceled plans on Tuesday to go to the game to see Skeens. This upcoming Tuesday, I'm going tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I watch just about every game every season to begin with, but I'm more locked in than I have been in years watching these games because you feel like they have a realistic chance.
Weather, cloudy, 83, great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC, and it sure is a good day to do that. Really important stuff. They know what they're doing over there. It's real easy, real simple to do, and everybody should get one, a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. Let's hit the phone lines. Limits. Let's get a pulse of the town here because perhaps we're a little bit off. But, man, it sure looked like, especially Friday night, that looked like the type of game we saw. Even not necessarily 2013, even 11 and 12 when the Pirates were starting to come of age. There were games like that, especially in 2012 before they crumbled down the stretch. How about we avoid that this year? How about Ben Cherington does something to help them avoid that? And do the opposite and continue to rise in the standings.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who do we got?
Here is Sean in Imperial.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, Joe, appreciate you taking my call. I think this is the third time I've spoke to you on air, and I failed to flash my credentials the previous time. I know you're a Western New York lad. I'm a former Gus Macker champion. Are you familiar with the Gus Macker 3-on-3 tournament?
Yes, I am. It's a tremendous 3-on-3 tournament that I have competed in when I was young and foolish. What's on your mind?
All right, well, I wanted to talk Pirates. I think you're spot on with being a little ticked off at the lack of assistance that this current ball club is getting. And I want to single out Andrew McCutchen because, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and he's producing. And on Saturday night, he hit a bomb to center field. He still has, you know, the elite. Those hands are still elite. He still has the elite eye. And this could be the last year where he – you know, really provides, you know, contributes. And, you know, I want to see them get a bat. And the guy that I have targeted is J.J. Blade from the Athletics. He's originally from Titusville, Pennsylvania. I think it'd be a great story. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call. The guy I have pegged is Rooker, from Brent Rooker from the Athletics. But J.J. Blade can hit for a little bit of power. How many doubles does he have? City limits. He's among the major league leaders, if not the leader. He's up around 30 doubles, 12 home runs. Not having a great month right now. In fact, he's slumping down to 182. But yes, a professional hitter or two is desperately needed. And as for McCutchen, you know, he's got a 7-game hitting streak. He is capable of moments of drama, as we saw the other day. He also drew a walk in that game Friday night with a really good at-bat. I'll say what I've been saying for 2 years. If he's your leadoff hitter, you probably don't have the lineup you want if he's in the upper part of your lineup. I'll continue to say that. He's showing more power than I thought he would this year. His on-base percentage is down almost 50 points from last year. His slugging's about the same. His OPS is down 50 points. His batting average is down 25 points. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend that McCutchen's having some sort of great season, but he's still capable of helping this team. And it's awesome to see it happen because he's Andrew McCutchen, right? But let's not pretend like he's an elite hitter in the National League. In fact, most of his relevant numbers are down, except the home runs. The home runs are up. He had 390 at-bats, 12 homers last year. This year, 316 at-bats and 13 homers. So don't get me wrong on that either. He's very capable of helping this ball club.
Yeah, but the most telling stat for me with McCutchen is 13 home runs and 26 RBIs. He's driven himself in half the time for his RBI number.
Well, the other thing is if they go out and get Brent Rooker, he's mostly a DH. So what happens to McCutchen? You know, I don't know.
And either Rooker's going to have to play right.
Or McCutchen's going to have to play a little bit of outfield. That's a problem you deal with after you get the bat in here.
And Blade has 28 doubles, 44 extra base hits this year.
Yeah. You'd be buying a little low because he's been slumping, but no matter what they've done. See, the fact that they've done well lately, I think they're 8-2 in their last 10 and have hit well in July, is more of a reason to help yourself. You know, that's more of a reason to help yourself, not to sit there and say, see, we told you the internal improvements were going to happen and now we're getting to be a good offensive team. I'm not necessarily buying that. It's a nice little stretch they're having here. They still need help offensively. Next.
Here's Tim in Perryopolis.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Stark. You're dead on today with this lineup. But, you know, here it is, end of July. We should have had the lineup already in the, what we need. Come on. I spend a lot of money down at these games, and the money's coming through the gate. Let's get our wallet out and spend some money for some of these guys. This is totally year after year after year, we go through the same thing with this team.
Well, the difference this year, and I appreciate the call, is that they actually have a chance to win. Now, listen, I was first on board with the tank job. You know, that's what you do. They were in a situation sort of bereft of prospects and with no hope on the horizon, where the only real option, it was the same with Neil Huntington when he came in, and it worked for him, by the way, was to simply tear it down and start over, and that takes a while. Well, a while has happened, and now you're sitting here with a real chance. And those who say, yeah, they're not quite good enough to really go all in yet, I might answer that by saying they might never be better. Because I can't predict the future health of young power pitchers. What I do know is are they a half game out of the wild card now?
Yeah, half game.
A half game out of a playoff spot with Paul Skenes. O'Neill Cruz trending in the right direction. Brian Reynolds looking like a $100 million guy. You know, you start to get 3, 4, 5 good players in your lineup, then you can have the luxury maybe of a Michael A. Taylor. A really good defensive player. Things like that. You can work with that, especially in a short series. What was I just going to say? You know who deserves credit limits? Joey Bart.
Joey Bart always deserves credit, it seems, especially for Paul.
Bart and Fink. This guy's been consistent. He came in April, had an 890 OPS in April. 867 OPS in May, and now in July in 31 at-bats, he's got an 803 OPS. He's hit some timely home runs. He looks like he might be a find. I mean, it's still not a ton of at-bats, not even 100 at-bats for him this season. But I like what I've seen from Joey Bart. You?
How can you not? Yeah, I've liked it a lot, especially you got him for nothing. The former number two overall pick. He seems like he commands a pitching staff pretty well. He's an all-around pretty good catcher. He's not great, but he's a good, solid catcher.
He's been very helpful at a time of great need at that position.
He stabilized it.
Yeah.
And I guess Grandal, whatever. But Bart's been huge. He's been one of the most underrated pieces of the team when healthy this year.
Next.
Here is Don in West Newton.
Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Have you ever been to East Newton, Don?
You know what? It's as they used to say on Studio Wrestling, that's from parts unknown.
Limits, is there an East Newton?
I don't think there is.
Maybe IT knows. He's from out in that direction.
I'll find out.
Yeah, ask him. Go ahead, sir.
Attaboy. Okay, I want to talk about O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah.
If you had to say he is out there for his fine defensive skills, or he is out there because of his bat, what would you say?
His bat.
His bat.
Yes.
Yes. To say his fielding is suspect is a compliment. Okay? He ain't so good. I'm going to throw some names out at you. Hank Aaron, Willie Stargell, Bryce Harper, Ernie Banks, Rod Carew, and to some extent, Pete Rose. What do those guys all have in common?
All of them change positions, yes?
They sure did. And here's my point, okay? Talking, Stargell mentioned, he goes, I have less to think about when I'm playing at first base, okay? O'Neill Cruz and Polanco, to me, were like the same kind of guy.
Yeah.
They both had fabulous talents and a 10-cent head. Okay? You give him too much to think about, And, you know, to turn a double play, that happens. I get it. Bryce Harper moved to first base now. And you know what? He's feeling that. He's fine. You know what? I can worry about hitting
well,
the
that
ball.
Well, that was more about injury than any. That was more about injury than anything else with Bryce Harper. But your point is well taken. And I appreciate
you know
the
all
call.
These guys could say that about as far as health. Hank Aaron, Rod Carew. I mean, you know, all these guys, that's less they've got to do. Move him there now.
Well, I said the same thing about Henry Davis, and I appreciate the call, is that I wanted Henry Davis to focus on his bat this offseason and learn right field or first base or something like that. I mean, catching is a big-time defensive duty that involves all sorts of mental preparation. You're not only preparing yourself, you're preparing your pitcher. It's a lot. And I thought that was a bad move and said it often in the offseason. If they wanted Henry Davis to be a catcher, then why didn't he apprentice in meaningless games last year along with Endy? Why? And then all of a sudden, they want him to be a catcher this season? So he had to worry all offseason about that. I wanted him to focus on hitting and about learning what should be a relatively easy position, whether it's right field, first base, whatever. And I still feel that way about Henry Davis. Now, as for Cruz, he's not a great fielder. We don't argue about that at all. But if he hits like this, like he's been hitting this month, a 952 OPS, 14 RBIs, 320 average, he can leave his glove in his car when he pulls up. I don't give a damn. And I know that was a harmful error yesterday. They weren't going to score if the game went 86 innings, so it wasn't that harmful. But the idea of him moving positions shouldn't be off the table either, because I generally agree with that. But man, like Henry Davis, if Henry Davis was hitting like that, or like we think he's capable of, or like he's hitting at AAA where he bashes to 1,000-plus OPS, he can leave his glove at the hotel. I don't care. I didn't draft Henry Davis overall to handle my pitching staff. I drafted him first overall to bash baseballs, is what I want Henry Davis to do. Everything else is secondary. I can fill in at catcher. I can, if I have Henry Davis hitting the way a number one overall pick should hit, the AAA, I'll go out and get a Grandal, and I can live with that. I just mentioned that. You know, when you have four, five, six pieces in your lineup, then okay, I'll have a no-hit center fielder or a no-hit catcher who plays great defense. Then I can do that. What I can't do is have six guys who don't hit, including my catcher and my center fielder. That's what can happen. What is Henry Davis in his AAA career? He's had 163 at-bats. His OPS in AAA, Henry Davis, over the course of all the time he spent in AAA, which isn't much, 46 games, and I just said 163 at-bats, is 1,057 OPS. And I know everything they say about how there's never been a bigger gulf between AAA and the majors, but I'm sorry, man. You're hitting to that degree. That's like what Chris Bryant was doing, rising through the Cubs system, just wrecking AAA pitching. It's got to translate. And I can't help but wonder if the enormous duty of catching is harmful to him at the major league level. I think that's reasonable to wonder.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where he is either a DH or a first baseman or maybe a right fielder. But catching and being able to hit at the same time has become just too daunting for Henry Davis, it seems. Like, it doesn't seem like it should be a problem, but it's too apparent that it is. Like, he can't do both. So you got to pick one or the other. Are you going to take the defense and just hope he hits pedestrian-wise?
I don't give a crap about his defense.
I don't either. I really don't.
I don't care. Just be passable and hit.
I'd rather play him at first base and let him hit. Just give him a first baseman mitt, pick the ball out of the ground like you do, picking balls.
I'm almost ready to say DH him. Like, if this is McCutcheon's last year, then Henry Davis is your DH in waiting. How about that?
I don't think it is McCutcheon's last year.
How about just focus on hitting? Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to bring him back.
I don't know if you can bring a guy back who doesn't play the field anymore, who's strictly a DH, and while he provides adequate numbers, I mean, this isn't David Ortiz as your DH, right?
I think it's McCutcheon's call more than it is the Pirates. I think they're giving him that freedom to make the call. When he wants to be done, he's going to be done.
I don't know that that's a way to run a franchise. You might be right, but I don't know about that, man. I don't know how long you can live that way.
Well, I don't think, and McCutcheon said it, he's not going to run himself into the ground to the point of where he's like what Miguel Cabrera was, or some of those guys who basically held on so, so long. They were hitting 160, 180, and were just non-competitive at the plate more than half the time.
All right. City Limits has a six-pack coming up. We do this six-pack on Wednesdays and Fridays at the top of the show. How exciting is it that we're going to do it Monday at 11 o'clock?
Very exciting.
It's our weekly six-pack.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.